to the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This is Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. I would be remiss if I didn't mention you can dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. That's always interesting, informative, lively discussion and discourse. Worthwhile, I would say. Meaningful and worthwhile. So, again, the subject of schizophrenia and the general schizophrenia that plagues America, this pervasive, rampant, and pervasive schizophrenia, a result of largely of the propaganda that is the propaganda campaign at large that is waged upon the American people. And if we could just step back for a moment and take a real assessment. We have a troubling history in America if we go back far enough. And we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to take stock. And I think, speaking of that troubled and troubling history, I'm reminded of a t-shirt. Perhaps you've seen it. The t-shirt that has Indians, as they've been called, Native Americans, as they've been called, on it. And the caption on the t-shirt is, "Defending the homeland since 1492. So we have a troubling history in America. And there are other aspects of that, other elements as well, of course. But if we could just take an honest assessment, we could take stock of ourselves, we could actually get beyond the schizophrenia, the cognitive dissonance that causes us to stumble. Reminds me of James writing about the double-minded man who is unstable in all his ways and ought to expect nothing. We hear that our sons and daughters conscripted to evil and service to a rogue political regime are sent off to fight for freedom and democracy. They're defending freedom and democracy. But as H.L. Mencken wrote, liberty and democracy are eternal enemies. And everyone knows it who has ever given any sober reflection to the matter. A democratic state may profess to venerate the name and even pass laws making it officially sacred, but it simply cannot tolerate the thing, liberty, that is. In order to keep any coherence in the governmental process, to prevent the wildest anarchy in thought and act, the government must put limits upon the free play of opinion. Think about it. This is precisely what Bernays wrote about in Propaganda. In part, Mencken wrote, it can reach that end by mere propaganda. Ironic, isn't it? By the bald force of its authority, that is, by making certain doctrines officially infamous. But in part, it must resort to force, i.e. law. One of the main purposes of laws in a democratic society is to put burdens upon intelligence and reduce it to impotence. Ostensibly, their aim is to penalize antisocial acts. Actually, their aim is to penalize heretical opinions. I don't think you could put it any more accurately and eloquently than H.L. Mencken. So I think he was right. Again, this discussion of this schizophrenia must appropriately include the words of H.L. Mencken. Liberty and democracy are eternal enemies, and everyone knows it who has ever given any sober reflection to the matter. We hear about democracy. We hear, you know, most folks are led to believe, contrary to our founding documents, that this is America is a democracy, and America was founded as a constitutional republic, not a democracy. And when the subject of democracy or republic arises, I'm reminded of Benedict LaRosa's brief pamphlet titled Democracy or Republic, Which Is It? And you can find a PDF copy of that pamphlet still to this day on DV Kids' website, dv.com, devvy.com. And I believe it's still linked from her homepage. But Democracy or Republic, Which Is It? By Benedict LaRosa is a brilliant introduction and really more to the discussion, the contrast and comparison of a democracy to a republic. And from the introduction, he wrote these words. Several years ago, a caller to the Larry King television talk show asked the guest, a congressman, to explain the difference between a democracy and a republic. The congressman responded that there was no difference. The two words were synonymous. Intrigued by the ignorance of this apparently intelligent, speaking of the schizophrenia, intrigued by the ignorance of this apparently intelligent, well-meaning man, who had sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States, I consulted several dictionaries. None of them considered the two words synonymous, though all described them in similar terms. Little wonder, then, that the words are used interchangeably today. To the founders of this country, however, there was a world of difference between the two. Even Heinrich Mueller, chief of the Gestapo, recognized this in an interview given to the Central Intelligence Agency in 1948 at his home in Switzerland. Mueller said, "Here in Switzerland is the only real democracy in the world. You in America have a republic, not a democracy. There is a real difference there." Is the distinction merely the rambling of politically incorrect 18th century tax protesters? Or are there real differences between the two forms of government? And when you understand how a democracy operates, you understand Macon was absolutely right. Liberty and democracy are eternal enemies, and everyone knows it who has given any sober reflection to the matter. And the republic is intended, the concept, in idealistic fashion, the concept is to protect the minority from the tyrant's majority. The bully pulpit of the press propagandizes the majority, and there is this growing amalgamation in America. It's fascinating. You can see it if you look closely. You know, the numbers in whatever mass, whatever amalgamation are growing, and we are first pulverized into this caste society in the propaganda mill that is passed off as education. As young people are encouraged and have been for decades now, for quite some time, to believe that if they break from the herd mentality, that they are they must be insane and there's something wrong with them. If you don't believe, if you don't think as the herd thinks and believes, if you don't behave as the herd behaves, then there's something very wrong with you. That's how people are propagandized and really pulverized into believing that. Kind of like being hit with a meat tenderizer almost. Softened up to believe that. And then you can see going forward, as I mentioned, Jacques Ellul, kind of the old school bad guy nexus between technocracy and communitarianism, who wrote in his book Propaganda, The Formation of Men's Attitudes, published in 1965, the aim of modern propaganda is no longer to modify ideas but to provoke action. So you can see these mass amalgamations of people in propagandized groups growing. The amalgamations are growing, and we are headed to a moment where if you're not part of this one giant caste amalgamation that has been welded together, then you are an outcast and you should be you know, crucified as a heretic, which sounds exactly like Mencken, again, writing as he did, one of the main purposes of laws in a democratic society is to put burdens upon intelligence and reduce it to impotence. It's precisely what we see. It's brilliant. Mencken wrote this concept back in 1925. Ostensibly, their aim is to penalize antisocial acts. Actually, their aim, as Mencken wrote, is to penalize heretical opinions. If we could get to the root of this schizophrenia and see the reality of these words, we would have a chance at bettering our condition. But as it stands, we are plagued by a schizophrenia, a propaganda-induced schizophrenia, I would say, that we seem incapable of throwing off in America. So back to Jacques Ellul, just for a moment, his book, Propaganda, the Formation of Men's Attitudes. As I mentioned earlier, he wrote, because of the myth of progress, it is much easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. I would include in that myth of progress, evolution. Because of the myth of progress and evolution, its counterpart or its twin, evolution, it is much easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. In many respects, a straight-edged razor is more effective. It's time-tested technology. It's you'll never run out of batteries. Won't need electricity. It's the joke of social media. There's an image floating around of an iPad, I believe, and you know that contrasted with a notepad. The notepad never runs out of batteries, you know, or the book, it never runs out of batteries. This Kindle never runs out of batteries. So in many ways, that analog technology is vastly superior. There are reasons and benefits for the digital stuff, but we need to caution ourselves and not lose sight of reality and terra firma. Again, the words of Jacques Ellul, because of the myth of progress, and again I would add evolution, it is much easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one, reminds one, I think, of, again, de Tocqueville, Alexis de Tocqueville in ...1831, writing about how the American was given to change. We have always suffered from this plight, being given to a constant state of change, which is a dangerous condition, which obviously would lead one to believe that it would be easy to use America as a proxy. You give Americans an inflated sense of self, boastful, inflated sense of self, propagandize them in a fashion that gives them false beliefs and perceptions of themselves, of others, and then you use them as a proxy around the world, going around conquering and to conquer the world. And that's really what has happened primarily over the course of the 20th century and to now. So Alexis de Tocqueville wrote in 1831, born under another sky, placed in the middle of an always moving scene, himself driven by the irresistible torrent which sweeps along everything that surrounds him, the American has no time to tie himself to anything. He is not rooted. He is not grounded, in other words. He grows accustomed to naught but change and concludes by viewing it as the natural state of man. He feels a need for it. Even more, he loves it, for instability, instead of occurring to him in the form of disasters, seems to give birth to nothing around him but wonders. So we think we're smart, and we kind of are, but we are propagandized and we think we have our feet firmly planted on the ground and that we understand reality. But in that sense, nothing could be further from the truth, because again, the words of Jacques Ellul come to mind. The aim of modern propaganda is to provoke action. Don't we see action all around us? You see these, you know, the moderately informed American understands that there are propaganda initiatives. You know, the CIA has its Mockingbird and so forth. The FBI has its COINTELPRO and so forth. And the government is spying on folks, and propaganda has been legalized again now by the National Defense Authorization Act, legalizing propaganda within government-sanctioned propaganda within the United States. And it's a weird concept to even make the distinction. Well, we can propagandize outside, but not inside. Since when is propaganda, which is deception, Machiavellian deception, intrigue and deception, in the for gain or advantage, that is one of the nicknames of the devil in the Bible, is the deceiver, the great deceiver. Why would that ever be considered okay? Again, this gets back to the schizophrenia from which we suffer in America, by which we are plagued generally. So the aim of modern propaganda, according to Jacques Ellul, is to provoke action. Propaganda does not aim to elevate man, but to make him serve. To serve what? For what? And because of the myth of progress, it's much easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. So Alexis de Tocqueville informs us that from our earliest days in America, we as Americans have been given, we've grown accustomed to not but change. And we conclude it by viewing it as the natural state of man. We love it. We love change. We've grown to love change in America. We have no, think about it, the great American melting pot. We have few traditions. The traditions that we get that have been foisted upon us by folks like Edward Bernays, the great American breakfast, bacon and eggs, a Bernaysian concept, popularizing smoking, giving us so many other things, you know, De Beers, Cecil Rhodes, one of his, the abominations that he has contributed to life in the world, America in particular, given us the false idea that, you know, a diamond is forever, and diamonds are a girl's best friend, and that the way that you say I love you and marriage and so on is a diamond. That's a Rhodesian concept, essentially, through De Beers. And just propaganda. We are given to not but change. We have no heritage, no tradition. We haven't held on to the heritage and traditions, the culture, the richness that we should have. We just steamroll over it. And it's very sad and very unfortunate in America. We could have such a richness of heritage and tradition in America. Think about it. My goodness. From every corner of the world, even. And yet, the propaganda drones on. And what do we have? Bacon and eggs and football. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Discussion of the schizophrenia, the general schizophrenia that plagues America. H.L. Mencken wrote, "The fact is that the average man's love of liberty is nine-tenths imaginary, exactly like his love of sense, justice, and truth. He is not actually happy when free. He is uncomfortable, a bit alarmed, and intolerably lonely. Liberty is not a thing for the great masses of men. It is the exclusive possession of all of a small and disreputable minority, like knowledge, courage, and honor. It takes a special sort of man to understand and enjoy liberty, and he is usually an outlaw in democratic societies." How ironic, Mencken wrote back in 1923. I add, how ironic, but today in America we suffer from a schizophrenia that leads us to believe that we love liberty, that liberty and democracy are good bedfellows, and as Mencken wrote, nothing could be further from the truth. I wish that we could take an honest stock, an honest assessment of ourselves. Let's open up the phone lines. If you have a comment on the subject, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I want to get back to the National Institutes of Health and the National Institute of Mental Health in particular. The definition of schizophrenia there being conspicuously vague, I would say. And that's not surprising, of course. I like Google's definition of schizophrenia, from which I would say the vast majority of Americans suffer generally from this condition, a long-term mental disorder of a type involving a breakdown in the relation between thought, emotion, and behavior, leading to faulty perception, sociopathy in a sense, leading to faulty perception, inappropriate actions and feelings, withdrawal from reality and personal relationships into fantasy and delusion. Think about how Hollywood plays into this and the video gaming industry. Think about what's happening. Look at the Pokemon Go nonsense, for example, and the many, many, many disturbing aspects of the popularity of Pokemon Go. It's so popular now that certain directories and platforms like Yelp, for example, have a designation for Pokemon Go. This is a Pokemon Go location. You can, what do they call it? A Poke Go location or something like that. A designation for you to be able to find it. So very disturbing, very alarming. You know, if you want to map things everywhere, you have people carry phones with cameras on both sides of it. Oh, but wait, that's not enough. If they're carrying the phone with the cameras on both sides of it, if it's in a pocket or a purse or the like, obviously it can't film wherever it goes. So if you have them pull it out and they're looking for an imaginary character all over the store looking through their phone, which obviously many folks are doing now, how wonderful to have to essentially use all of these human resources to hold these devices to film everything everywhere in the absence of having effective and appropriate technology to replace all of those people, which is coming soon too in the Internet of Things as things get wired together. The drones, the nanotech, and so forth will obviously supplant the people who are, as Alan Watt has said, messy and error-prone, slow, messy, and error-prone. So we got to get rid of them and use a better technology that can't object and won't have to sleep or anything. It can just film people everywhere all the time. The SCO is obviously working on much of that. The Strategic Capabilities Office will develop a lot of this new technology in clandestine fashion. It'll be sold in the interest of national security, and you won't hear about it for another 5 or 10 years, but they'll invariably be developing that. The SCO, obviously, in essence, DARPA on steroids. Ash Carter's grand dream. And as I've mentioned before, with $71.4 billion being its projected budget next year, it would be number four in countries in total defense spending. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour already of today. This Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. Let me give you an example of this schizophrenia again. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Here's an example of the schizophrenia. This is obviously just kind of a very basic example. But Facebook says, at the top of the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page, it says to me, respond automatically when you're away. Respond automatically when you're away. Send automatic responses to people who message your page during times you can't get to your computer or phone. Respond automatically. That sounds oxymoronic to me. Respond automatically. How do you respond automatically? And what I mean is, if we ask Google, and I know I'll get in trouble for that, but if we ask Google to define response, Google says response is a verbal or written answer, a written or verbal answer to a question in a test, questionnaire, survey, etc., a reaction to something. So how can you react automatically? How can you respond automatically? It's a rhetorical question, obviously, because you can't. Really, what we're doing is we're creating an automated message. A message, according to Google, is a verbal, written, or recorded communication sent to or left for a recipient who cannot be contacted directly. Doesn't that sound like the more appropriate word to use? Message. It's a simple distinction. It's a simple word, message or response. Really what you mean, Facebook, is message automatically or create an automated message to send when you're away. Send an automated message to people who message your page, because message is the appropriate word there. They are sending a message because they are not able to contact you directly. And you could create an automated message as a reply because you're not contacting them directly either. The sophistry of language is, this is just a basic example, obviously, kind of an anecdotal example, if you will, but this represents the cognitive dissonance that we suffer from, that ails us in America, and the resultant schizophrenia. A quick point on that schizophrenia before we go to the phones real quick. From the National Institute of Mental Health, it's interesting. You look at the signs and symptoms. These are things that are plaguing more and more people. And including cognitive symptoms, like poor executive functioning, the ability to understand information and use it to make decisions, trouble focusing or paying attention, problems with working memory, the ability to use information immediately after learning it, things like that. It's interesting that drugs are cited. There are several risk factors, several factors that contribute to the risk of developing schizophrenia. And drugs are mentioned. You know, some folks may obviously, well, different brain here. This is kind of what I mean. This section titled Different Brain Chemistry and Structure. Speaking of schizophrenia, this to me is ironic. That section mentions these words. Scientists think that an imbalance in the complex interrelated chemical reactions of the brain involving the neurotransmitters, substances that brain cells use to communicate with each other, dopamine and glutamate, and possibly others, play a role in schizophrenia. Once again, the National Institute of Mental Health includes these words, different brain chemistry structure and structure. Scientists think that an imbalance in the complex interrelated chemical reactions of the brain involving the neurotransmitters, substances that brain cells use to communicate with each other, dopamine and glutamate, and possibly others, play a role in schizophrenia. Some experts also think problems during brain development before birth may lead to faulty connections. The brain also undergoes major changes during puberty, and these changes could trigger psychotic symptoms in people who are vulnerable due to genetics or brain differences. So, genetics and problems during brain development before birth, these complex interrelated chemical reactions. It's interesting when we think of those in relation to glyphosate, for example, and vaccines, and the way that glyphosate catalyzes the neurotoxins in vaccines and other environmental toxins. What effect does that have? But the irony, I think, the great irony of this page, to me, the greatest irony and the insult to intelligence of the National Institute of Mental Health page on schizophrenia is these words. Scientists think that an imbalance in the complex interrelated chemical reactions of the brain involving the neurotransmitters, dopamine and glutamate, and possibly others, play a role in schizophrenia. The irony of those words, that plays a role in schizophrenia, the imbalance in complex interrelated chemical reactions in the brain, those of dopamine, glutamate, perhaps others. Think about the impact that glyphosate has on those reactions, and it is dramatic and profound, especially if you listen to the research of folks like Dr. Stephanie Seneff over at MIT. But ironically, the very next section is treatments and therapies. And these words, because the causes of schizophrenia are still unknown, treatments focus on eliminating the symptoms of the disease. Eliminating the symptoms, not treating the actual problem. Eliminating symptoms. And what is the first treatment to eliminate symptoms that is recommended? Antipsychotics. Antipsychotic medications are usually taken daily in pill or liquid form. Some are injections. I think it's painfully ironic that the first treatment of symptoms, eliminating symptoms, as the National Institute of Mental Health openly admits, is antipsychotics, which most of which interfere with the very same complex interrelated chemical reactions of the brain, dopamine in particular. The SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors in particular, and this is a commonly known, well-established fact. If you go, for example, to some of these courses, folks that get in trouble for substance abuse or whatever, commonly are referred to some kind of education program, which includes information along these lines, how these psychotropics and the SSRIs in particular affect the neural connections, the body's uptake of dopamine and serotonin, etc., and its production. Really. So the point is these the very same antipsychotics that are recommended could contribute to the schizophrenia is the point. So schizophrenic people would recommend something like this. So you can see it's so crazy, it's difficult to even define properly, but you know, a culture of schizophrenic people trying to create a zombie mob like itself of those that Mencken would define as liberty-minded folks, those outlaws of society that I mentioned by Mencken's definition, you know, trying to create the same zombie mob, you know, schizophrenic folks trying to create more schizophrenic zombie mob with antipsychotics. This is the condition we find ourselves in America. What a sad state. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense, and you see the painful irony in that as well. Again, the phone lines are open. Let's go to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, Chris, I have to fight the impulse to go to Michael's and buy some craft supplies and gold paint to make you some sort of trophy. This may be one of the best shows I have ever heard in my life. The unfortunate truth is many people, the people who need to hear this the worst, they don't think you're talking about them.
Yeah.
You know, so many things you said caught my mind, how this, at the beginning, how this country could actually be great. But you see, so many people, they're a kind of drug addict. You know, there's a saying, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan. People like to think about all their successes, but they don't like to think about the failures. It doesn't feel good. In many ways, these people are like drug addicts without the needle, using thoughts and beliefs selectively, selecting out the ones they want to think about in order to make themselves feel good. In many ways, they're not a whole lot different than drug addicts, okay? And the thing is, this kind of thinking, like you said, we will never be able to be great unless we fix the failures, but they don't even want to think about it. You know,
yeah.
And because there's some people, like I say, the recent little incident with the little football player, I thought to myself, you know, and a lot of people are condemning him for this. If that had been a little white boy and he refused to stand because he felt that his Second Amendment rights were being threatened, the same people that are condemning that little black boy would be like standing on chairs applauding. Now, see, that's an example of the schizophrenia and cognitive dissonance kind that you're talking about. You see, the thing is, but they're completely unconscious of this double standard. And so, you know, because I can tell you, me for one, they'd have to hold a gun to my head. Because as a victim of corrupt people in government that has destroyed my life, I live a nightmare every day that I never wake up from. If you think I am going to stand and pledge allegiance to these pieces of garbage or stand for them, that ain't happening. Okay, that's just not happening. So see, I understand him just like I would understand it if the little white boy refused because he felt his Second Amendment rights were threatened. But you see, so many people are these kind of like patriot parrots, just like you talk about the memes. They're not thinking like you are. Okay, and I heard more in this last hour that was great that I could probably pick through I've heard in the last year. But like I said, unfortunately, many of the people who need to hear this, they don't think you're talking about them. You see, so they think because, you know, I hear this, some of these man children who name call like 10-year-olds, well, you're a libtard. They think somehow if you're conservative, it means you're intelligent. I'm sorry, and I've never heard a liberal talk about conservatards, okay?
Yeah.
The thing is, but there are conservatards, okay? But they don't think they're conservatards. And so, you know, how are we going to progress? You know, like you were talking about that boastful, inflated sense of self.
Yeah.
We think we're so darn smart. You have to be willing to look at the bad parts. But see, people are like drug addicts on this, you know, and the thing is, if you break from the herd, even if you break from the herd in this genre, you know, there's still that pressure to conform, even within this genre where they think they so free.
I love
that
a growing
quote
pressure.
You said about the liberty and the 9/10 or whatever. I tell you what, you said so many great things in this 1 hour. It surpassed hours and hours and hours of listening to other people. Like I said, the unfortunate truth is going to go right over so many people's heads.
Well, I appreciate that, Renee, and I couldn't agree with you more. The sad reality is those who need that message most probably are those least likely to receive it, and certainly least likely to internalize it, unfortunately.
Exactly, internalize. See, you're so much more conscious just with the word internalize that you just used. Like I say, I can tell you this, because they don't see it, okay? I'll tell you something that happens to me as a woman. There's a term called mansplaining. See, you are not like this, okay? But I've had this done to me, okay? There's a term for it called mansplaining. Wait, they don't think they're doing it, okay? It's when a man talks down to a woman in a condescending way like she is a brainless twit because he just feels his interpretation of reality has to be better than hers, okay? And so there is a term for it, and I have had it done to me. It's called mansplaining, okay? I have never, ever gotten that feeling off of you. But are there many in this community who have this sort of attitude? Oh, absolutely. You see? So the thing is, I'm so impressed with this show today. You should be so proud of yourself. It's light years ahead of anything that I have heard recently. In fact, I was getting pretty disgusted, okay, and with all of this. And I happened to hear the date come up and realized you were live, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to listen to this today. Like I say, the thing that makes me sad is that so many people will not really hear it and realize that it applies to them. You know, the problem is fascism. We've been under it for a long time. I think, like you said, I watched a documentary recently. I think it goes back to Prescott Bush.
Absolutely.
I really do.
That
when you
coup
look
of
at
the...
With the whole thing with Smedley Butler,
yep,
and everything.
Yep. Absolutely. 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 Hold that thought, Renee, if you want. We'll talk more about that when we come back, because I think you're absolutely right. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. And we're dealing with the subject of schizophrenia in today's broadcast. H.L. Mencken wrote, All government in its essence is a conspiracy against the superior man. Its one permanent object is to oppress him and cripple him. The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. And we're tackling some of those superstitions and taboos in the context of this schizophrenia that plagues us in America and has for obviously quite some time. But as Edward Abbey put it, grown men do not need leaders. So would that we could actually tackle this schizophrenia appropriately and be honest with ourselves, take honest stock of ourselves in America and actually be as great as we think we are. That is my great lament at the moment. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you were saying about the fascist conspiracy, essentially going back to Prescott Bush and Smedley Butler, and I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm so glad because I'm sorry. I think so many people are, you know, whether they're just stupid or they're getting a check, there's a lot of people, I think, who are disinfo people. It's really upsetting because, you know, we won't get anywhere. You know, I wish I could clone you, because if more people thought like this, I think we could actually get somewhere. But it's like, it's like a drug where they want to, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. Anyway, it's never the guy that, you know, was the engineer for the Hoover Dam. Okay, it's usually the guy, took him 5 tries to get his GED, who has to ride on the coattails of the accomplishments of others in his demographic group, who likes to go around boasting how, we created Western civilization. Well, you know what? It's a mess right now, and I don't hear any of those people stepping up to the plate to own it. No, they're pointing their finger at any and everybody from themselves because they're hooked on the drug. And then to have the audacity to call themselves Christians. Did you read the teachings of Jesus Christ and how you're supposed to really kind of clean up your own stuff first?
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing.
You said it in the last segment. Success has many fathers, and failure is usually an orphan. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, Chris, I tell you what, I was really down because some of the stuff I've been hearing is just horrible, and I found your show. I mean, so many excellent points, and it lifted my spirits. I just wish a lot of people who need to hear this would actually hear it.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, Renee. I really, really do. And I'm glad that it lifted your spirits. I hope it lifted the spirits of others, too. And I share your concern and frustration, obviously. I think your point was well observed with what is referred to as the business plot, folks. Look into it. You know, we see the McCormick-Dickstein Committee. We say, thank goodness that never happened. Oh, but wait, did it? The fascist conspiracy that Smedley Butler blew the whistle on, and by the way, he's still one of the most highly decorated military servicemen of American history. It's worth looking into. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thank you. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. I hope it was informative. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.